We're going to hear now from a playwright whose work can be seen in theaters all over the country. Despite that success, it's her other work that pays the bills. As part of our series on how artists make a living, Jeff London has the story of the playwright who scripts TV crime shows.
When Teresa Rebeck moved to New York to pursue her dream as a playwright, she did what a lot of starving artists do. She temped, while she helped personally subsidize her work in funky little off-off-Broadway theaters.
If you had a play that you wanted to produce, you and the actors and the director would chip in $100 each to sort of cover the costs. And you'd get some back through tickets. You'd get maybe 25 back through tickets.
So when an agent suggested Rebeck could get some work in television, she leapt at the chance.
At the time, I thought, well, there's money there. I could do that. And so I started writing spec scripts for television while I was simultaneously working in a theater.
And Rebeck's been shuttling between both worlds ever since. Her plays have been performed at prestigious nonprofit theaters in New York and around the country, while she's been on the writing staff of such television series as NYPD Blue and Law & Order Criminal Intent. Rebeck says her television job still helps subsidize her theater work.
It was sort of like I created my own trust fund or my own grant, and that's what we're kind of living off now.
Rebeck is no longer a starving artist. She and her family live in a beautifully renovated brownstone in Park Slope, Brooklyn, and Rebeck has a personal assistant to help her deal with all the projects she's constantly juggling.
Generally, what I try to do is always have a money gig and a art gig, and then whatever moves in front of the other, when a deadline comes up, that part of my brain is what moves to the fore.
What you need to tell us is if everything's okay with the Torah.
Rebbe explained, I'll let you know if everything's kosher.
Acidic comedian.
A scene from NYPD Blue, written by Teresa Rebeck.
I bridle a bit about the idea of making a living as opposed to doing good work. I think that that's a false dichotomy.
David Milch is creator of several TV shows, including NYPD Blue, where writers are known to do good work and make a good living.
Teresa's is the bravest kind of imagination, and I think she's happiest when she's doing the work in which her unalloyed loyalty is to the character and to the moment.
In television, what you are doing is trying to fit your voice into a particular mold. When I was a staff writer on NYPD Blue, it was truly my job to hear David Milch's voice for that show and to deliver episodes that embodied that voice.
Teresa Rebeck's latest play, Our House, is about television.
What they are doing over there at CNN, what they have enabled themselves to do, is to marry the highest level of journalistic professionalism with a profitability unheard of in today's market. It's very, very seductive, that combination.
The play recently finished its run at Playwrights Horizons off-Broadway, where Tim Sanford is the artistic director.
She's a born playwright. She's prolific. She's great at structure. She has something to say. She's driven to say it. It's not hard for her.
And she has a certain amount of control over her own vision that she never gets in television. No changes can be made to her script without her consent.
I would rather work in the theater than anywhere else, and it does seem to be a place where stories can and should be told purely.
But that purity often comes with little pay. Rebeck estimates she might make $15,000 for the run of Our House at Playwrights, but the show was written and developed over the course of 2 years. Artistic director Tim Sanford says while the theatrical community was once skeptical of people who, quote, went Hollywood, it's not surprising that a lot of playwrights are following in Rebeck's footsteps, toggling between the stage and television. They've got to eat.
I think it's just become more and more accepted for writers to go back and forth. I don't think there's a stigma on writers to work in both media as much.
And if you ask Rebeck how she identifies herself, there's no question. She's a playwright, even if in some years only 10% of her income comes from theater.
These are questions of culture, I think. Like, is art valuable if only if it's got a dollar sign, a significant dollar sign on it? And I think the answer to that is no, that some of the most beautiful things I've been involved with, people were being charged $10 a ticket and nobody was being paid anything. And I'll never forget that evening in the theater.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You can hear about a different kind of theater at our website. Teresa Rebeck's war stories from the TV Writers' Room are at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.